You're searching for something whole, 'cause what you seek's real life. You're watching this world unfold, the truth beneath the lies. Rekindling what's been stole, the need to free one's mind. Uncover the truth exposed, so people see the light. Let's chant it down so we can know. It's simple, we just break it down to little bits so we can process all. Make the switch to elevate yourself to conscious mode. And it's beneficial, we can get this concept broke and get the future generations who want to stop the whole thing. With the masses demonstrating, we can start opposing, taking in, assimilating, getting lots of knowledge, waking up the population, trying to stop hypnosis.
Chant it down, radio's coming to you live from the Hawaiian Islands, coming from the perspective of complete freedom, coming from wisdom outside the system and then some. This is the mouthpiece of the natural earth forgotten. At this point in time, humanity's been kept from the truth, so Chant it down radio offers the coordinates to a path out.
You're searching for something whole, 'cause what you seek's real life. You're watching this world unfold, the truth beneath the lies. Rekindling what's been stole, the need to free one's mind. Uncover the truth exposed, so people see the light. Let's chant it down so we can know. It's simple, we just break it down a little bit so we can process all. Make the switch and elevate yourself to conscious mode. And it's beneficial, we can get this concept rolling. Get the future generators wanna stop the whole thing. With the message demonstrated, we can start a post. Taking in, assimilating, getting lots of numbers. Waking up the population, try to stop hypnosis.
Happy New Year from Chant It Down Radio. Welcome to Chant It Down Radio. I'm your host, Loomis. The website is chantitdownradio.com. And welcome. I'm your host, and Happy New Year, and welcome back to Chant It Down Radio. If you would like to catch up on archives, feel free to go into them, because they're all part of the talks that I do that all connect and interconnect with the information, so always go there. And if you want to help support, go to the website as well, chantitdownradio.com. Thank you so much for being a listener, and this is episode 118 of Chant It Down Radio, and I hope you're having a good new year out there. We'll get right into the show here. This is sort of a show that I wanted to just put together, not related to any of my mini-series. I'm just kind of giving out a loose show here to kind of fill in the new year and say hello and everything like that. I'm broadcasting you to here in nature, and this is a great place that definitely complements the show, because a lot of my solutions on this show is getting nature-based again and back to a real reality that is solid ground, roots, rocks, and dirt. So welcome to Chant It Down Radio, where we chant down the system, deprogram from the deep program. So today's show is kind of a variety here of information I want to give out. And like I say, it's not really a specific topic, but I can tell you New Year's is really kind of a joke to me. Everyone in their resolutions for the new year that fade by March, it's like, you know, it's that thing again. And what I do like about it, what I appreciate about New Year's, I suppose, is that it gives people a blank slate in which to create a new life, at least in theory, you know. That will be the subject of my talk later. Basically, getting out of the trap and getting a blank slate. But what I hate about this time of year is that the holidays are a really big deal, you know, taking all of your extra time and energy probably. It's festive, you know, and it's stupid. Yes, consumer hell, yes, definitely. You want to stay out of the shops, it's busy and all that. But it's a big program, from the music to the movies to decorations everywhere. What it does is it leads you to a climax, then drops you off. And it's the same feeling I used to get when I used to work a regular Monday through Friday systemite schedule. Friday gets there, you're here in Friday, you're happy, you're excited about the weekend, and then Sunday hits, and it's back to that work or school again scenario where you're thinking about the next day. It's that anticlimactic. You know, as a kid, I remember feeling this sort of letdown, where Christmas Day is over, all that excitement's, it's gone. It's just like, oh yeah, you know, it's the anticipation's great, and it just kind of leaves you sort of a letdown, even if you got great gifts, but the day afterwards, just, it's kind of, I don't know, anticlimactic. Well, and then Sundays are that way too. Sundays are a big letdown, and so are Januarys and Februarys, the boringest months of the year. There's nothing to look forward to, and it's, I think it's an insult to Black America that they pick the dreariest month of the year for MLK Day and Black History Month. I mean, you know, they just threw it in, like, and it's not very exciting because it's just this time of year, and it's, you know, they just threw it in there just to appease, and I know that. But for many up north, it's the coldest month, January. You know, here I'm in Hawaii, I'm in, you know, in nature, sitting here, shorts and a t-shirt, and it's, you know, not too bad. Little chilly with the wind, but what I'm getting at here, what I'm stumbling over here, is January is not, nothing is festive anymore. And these next 2 months are the biggest systemite months, so we really have to chant down this way of life. And I always feel like this time of year is when we really get down to that, get really, really remember now, because these are the years you just get really stuck to the grind, or the months. And you know, if we lived in villages and tribes and more communal living, every day would be festive and much more exciting than mundane work schedules. We wouldn't have these climaxes and letdowns of society, which is all illusion anyway, and we wouldn't have this big drop off. You know, the holidays at least are not boring. And I hate how the system sets us up for these big drop-offs. You know, I hate the system in all ways. It really is. It's an illusion in anyway, and it's all made up that we put our energy into believing it. But everyone wants to believe in it, so people like me and you, who are tired of it all, are upset, you know, have to deal with it too. And it's bullshit. Anyway, that's a rant, but it's relevant to my talk today too. Let me say, first of all, I always like my episodes to be something that you can come to anytime and it will be relevant. You can listen to episode 1 of this podcast series, which is mainly my origin story, but it still mostly pertains to now. Hopefully the helicopter doesn't get in the mic. You know, this is to helicopters. It's helicopters, police helicopters, military helicopters, and anyway, hopefully that's not getting too bad in the mic. But yeah. I mean, so besides the new year, the rest of this talk is not dated. So if you're listening a year from now, 2 years from now, don't worry. This talk is not dated. It's going to apply to all things in your life still. And that's what I always like to do. So it doesn't really matter what year it is on Chant It Down Radio. We don't really pay attention. Okay? So if you don't know that already as a listener, that's why I always promote the archives, because the archives really can help you at any point in time. Even if I wasn't as much of a professional host, and I'm still not professional, guys. I'm just a guy on a microphone. But I think I've gotten better at delivery. So personally, I can't listen to my old episodes, but there's still, it's the info in there that's important, okay? So, what is 2019 about? 2019. I've never sat in the past and said, what's going to happen in 2019? I wonder. It's not a year that I ever singled out in my head. You know, these odd years like this, you know, it's no milestone year necessarily. And really, ever since 2000, or actually, well, maybe better put, since I've been awake, which was 1999, the years have just jumbled together. And maybe I fell out of the program enough that I just didn't pay attention because the media no longer had me, and that's possible. And I had kids, that jumbles it up, you know. And you get older, and years go by faster too. So, but on the wind here, you know, getting a better position. Microphone. Okay, so I'm trying to make this broadcast noise free, but I don't know if that's going to happen today. We'll see here. But it's live broadcast. So what I'm saying is, you know, the years just sort of jumble, you know, and maybe because I didn't pay attention to mainstream media pop culture no longer had me. None of it mattered anymore. So we're in the precipice of a new decade. I'm like, wow, really? You know, because I don't think about it like that. Because I have a hard time defining in my head even the difference between the 2000s and this decade. It all feels somewhat the same, does it not? I mean, maybe I'm just really not paying attention to, you know, styles and ways of life compared to the last decade, but it sure doesn't really feel that much different to me, you know. But now we're going into a new decade, 2020. It sounds important, you know. It sounds like, oh, you know, we're going to be able to say the 20s again, only, you know, these are the 2020s, so the 1920s. But what's always interesting to me is you don't realize the times you're in till you're out of them. You know, and I've said this on the show before. Imagine there was a time, like, for example, when the 80s mullet was new and cool. And it's like, whoa, that's a cool haircut. I want one of those. I mean, I can't imagine. And I was alive, but I was not of the age to be cool yet, you know? And thank God. Now people are like, what are they thinking? That's the butt-ugliest haircut ever. And it is. But, you know, hindsight 2020. Now that's the next year. See, in 2020, you need to have a clear vision and vigilant awareness. You do. And that's also now. So more than ever, we need our heads screwed on tight as these times come in and more serious societal and possibly earth changes are on the horizon, and that could be in 2019. If not, leading up right to 2020, our culture creators have plans for us, and whether it's by a random date or a year that's more of a milestone date like 2020, we don't know. You know, they know, and they have plans. So be vigilant. And this information that I talk about is now more censored than ever. It's more filtered and censored than ever. Speaking the truth is being labeled as hate speech, okay? So the system has a hold of this information now, and before it didn't. Before it was just fringe, and most people scoffed at it. Those conspiracy people, you know. And they still do, but now it has a new label attached to it. And that's how far you can tell how off base people are these days when the truth is now a crime. I agree that there are people into this information that may not be in it for the same reasons. Some may be in it for the preservation of the system in some form or another, where me, I totally chant down the entire thing down to degrees that most people are afraid to go. But I go there because that's where the information takes you, and that's where the change and the paradigm shift needs to take you in order to really see the full magnitude of the situation that we're living in. And there are different varying degrees of people who focus on this information. And let me come back to that. I'll do that in just a little bit. But about hate speech, you know, some people, maybe some, not too many, but some people may actually be quote-unquote racist, even though the meaning of that word has been exaggerated and misused. And I mean racist within this truth movement or whatever the hell you want to call it. And the word racist, I mean, it is really, you know, I've said before, it's like, it's a misunderstood word, and what people think is racist really isn't necessarily racist. People are just, slightly prejudiced, or maybe just taking... Most people are just too damn sensitive today. They can't take any little bit of anything, and they consider that racist. It's like, well, wait a minute. No, not necessarily at all, you know? People have really gone too far with that. But anyway, truth. Truth is not hateful. Hating another race is. Thinking another race is better than another is. Truth is not racist, but truth is blunt. So that's where people, well, the elite can get, capture this information, because the truth is blunt, so it says exactly what it needs to say, and it hurts feelings, and it doesn't care, right? Well, now, it's not racist, because true truth comes also from enlightenment and enlightenment would never be racist. I mean, it's silly. But, you know, I feel like I'm talking to the choir most of the time, and people already know that. But still, it's good to define, and for those new listeners, you know, great. If a group of people are not living by truth, the truth shows them that they are not. And people don't like that. And, you know, people don't like the truth, and it's true. So 2019 could be a crucial year, but I don't have any real predictions so much. But big things are coming to happen in the nearer future. But it's hard to define by years, and I don't know. But what I do know is we are heading towards a technocracy, and we are allowing with open arms this automated world and the 5G rollout, and that I will be covering, you know, more a lot. But this year, there is a big push, I know this, that for driverless cars. And notice the big push. Who's pushing this? You know, I mean, they killed a few people last year in test runs. And is everyone like, oh, I can't wait to have driverless cars. I just can't wait. I mean, what? You're too lazy to drive? I mean, really? I mean, it isn't that hard. I mean, it isn't fun necessarily, but still, like, you know, in traffic it's not fun. But, I mean, to be honest, I could give a shit less if cars fell off the earth. That's my thinking, because I know beyond, I'd rather be free than have cars. But anyway, whatever. I think that driverless cars, I mean, I don't know. It's just one more notch hot or nail in the coffin or wherever you want to call it of machines taking over. I mean, there's been messages in Hollywood movies warning people about letting machines take over. You know, whatever you think of that, whether they were programmed on purpose or, you know, just the director and writers and producers, I don't know, maybe some of them were trying to make the warning. I mean, look at the movie WALL-E. WALL-E was the, you know, if you forget, and it was I think it was a Disney movie or Pixar with the little robot cleaning up planet Earth, and all the inhabitants of planet Earth live in like a spaceship, and they've gotten so lazy with technology that they're all these big blobs, they have things carrying them around, and they're just stupid big blobs. Well, that's a real message right there. That's true. That is what we're getting. I mean, what, we can't drive anymore? I mean, you're that lazy, you know? You need like a machine to feed you. Next thing you know, like, people are going to be pretty much this, that. Or, you know, Terminator. Terminator's, you know, the first two Terminator movies are the only ones worth watching in that series. I mean, honestly, once James Cameron left, those movies went to shit, and they're not even worth picking up after that. And as far as I'm concerned, Terminator 2 is where it ends. But they were decent movies. They were good movies, you know, and the point of the movies is that they let machines take over, and that's what happens to planet Earth. It turns into, you know, it turns into a technocracy. Well, here we are. The Matrix is another example. And notice that it's not you and me pushing this driverless cars. It's big companies, and no doubt supporting an agenda by the powers that shouldn't be. And 5G is not being stopped. More and more people are aware, and I'm really happy about that, thanks to people like Max Egan and, you know, some of the people I've had on the show. But no doubt, though, it's still rolling out. And you know, is there really enough of a groundswell is what I'm wondering to even stop it. I mean, I don't see any resistance, although Hawaii has a delay on it, which is good. It's still going to come here, unfortunately, too. The problem is people love their technology, you know? And I see transhumanism being pushed more and more this year with movies like Alita Battle Angel. It's about a cyborg girl, and I didn't really like pay close attention to the preview, but it doesn't look good. It's just more of this cyborg, you know, it's okay to have machine parts kind of pushing into our face, you know. So Hollywood works both sides, and it's pretty obvious that they're mostly on the bad side, but, you know. And we're continuing to be led down this path of the technology. And I predict that this information I speak also is going to continue to be under attack. So even though this truth information has grown, it's become caged as this right-wing offshoot. And that bothers me a lot. And I've actually gone over that in other shows. But people on the outside have now been programmed to think that this information is right-wing. And that's really too bad, because this show is nothing of the sort. You know that. You know, I'm not a wing. I don't believe in either side. Either side is fooled and it's complete bullshit. And if it's got your mind, then you're taken, and you need to really rethink your reality, because this show, we go beyond. We don't go into that, you know? And I know you know that if you're a listener, but people have really been really manipulated. It's unfortunate, but there are different varying degrees of people that put out this information. So there, I see why some people from the outside who are already brainwashed get stuck thinking those things. And what I mean by the varying degrees, a lot of people get stuck in believing in politics. And that's where the true straining of the system and deprogramming gets hung up. And that process gets hung up for some. You know, in the past, I mean, it was people believing in things like Ron Paul to save the day. Or now it's Trump or this whole QAnon thing. I don't get caught up in that stuff. And I think that that's just a distraction. That's people hung up on the system's tentacle of believing in politics, nationalism, government, and civilization itself. And so listen to the System Tentacles series and go to the website, go to series of shows, listen to them in order and deprogram from each one and understand the points I'm trying to get at here. I still stand strong behind those earlier episodes, because that's like the foundation of the show. It's a show where we don't go. We're not hung up on those things. And listen to the System Cynicals or actually read the blog on the website, chantitdownradio.com. This information has to be taken all the way. It does. You cannot just take it partially. You got to take it all the way. And the system can't corner it once you've shed the system tentacles, because it's everything the system is not. So the system tentacles, we need to get rid of them. You know, we were real autonomous humans wanting true freedom. That's where we get somewhere. That's where we get somewhere. Not wanting something new in politics, something new in any degree of caught upness. We're talking about being completely free. That's what this show's about. 2019 needs to be a year that we really walk with the truth. This is where I want to get into the meat of it all, because I want this year to really be the year I get into the real meat of dissecting some things. And at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you what's in store for 2019. And let me just get take a quick water break, and we'll continue on this talk.
They got a job in a car, they work 8 hours a day. They never thought it's bizarre, in fact they value it safe. They always stress on the time, because they live by the clock. They like to press on your mind, to always stick with your job. The only hour they know, would be TV or get drunk. Because it's hours they don't have to be slaving the job. So most of masses believe all that the media says. They're not in habit to think, it's just been feeding their heads. And when you try to tell them, they don't really care, cause they don't wanna comprehend it anyway. Every day, they're bombarded by the wisdom of the propaganda. Not enough to stop again. And when I try to talk to them, they defend it with that close minded. Don't try to pull my leg. Okay, well, alrighty, go blinded to that light that's provided, since it's so important to you. But I guess when there's no other way, you feel like you're supposed to do it. It's that standard way of living, they don't know they're programmed to it.
Double zero means everybody has to look busy. their systemized, their visions like a dimming light in a bigger room. They never knew or been accused of living life all enterprise and victimized and penalized, cause this is like the only version they know. They go to work and come home, they're so absorbed, their motives only towards being passive puppets. No thought for a second, cause they've had it done since they were born. Screw the entire stupid robots, moving up the box. It's too much thought for a systemite, always gonna say the system's right. Sheep, follow feet, so deeply wrapped up, cause I think they have to always be on a leash. But please follow me to the outside, cause we've been lied to outright. People react to the information given, they don't stop to think if it was written in ink, it sounds right. Bound by the sheep pen to keep us in, it's a people in supremacy, but in secrecy. We don't see these things, so we keep an eat, revealing the way that the world's controlled. People with money that pressure the globe, turning the whole world to clones, economy slaves. It's the Illuminati by name, they got a monopoly made. They are the top of the chain, they own the corporations and the World Bank. Extend their agenda and render your senses and fix your attention to this pimper's paradise. They got us really going, knowing we're just parasites. Civilizations built on slavery work till you're paralyzed, but now it's time to break on out and shift this paradigm. And once exposed to the truth, then you will never turn back, cause now the focus is new, to always think, not react. Let's take the scales from our eyes, and we'll reveal what is false, so we can take on our life, and move and build on our own.
I've long told you on this show that it's much more than knowing our controllers and what they do. It's more than understanding geopolitics. It's more than knowing about ETs. It's not about changing any part of the system, because it's still the system and the system sucks. It's about changing what we exist for, because this existence is not living. It's the trap. And we are missing our journey by chasing the program. Look at the typical life laid out for people. Go to school, first grade to high school. You know, maybe you go to preschool, which, yeah, I had to. Daycare to preschool to grade school to on I went, you know. But so first grade to high school, then you go on to college, some don't. You work a job or different jobs, buy a car, buy a house. Hopefully pay it all off, do this while juggling raising kids for many, save for their college and life, retire at 65 and you're still healthy enough, you get to relax finally or maybe travel a little, and there you go. That's, you know, the typical life for many people. Look at that paradigm. Where in that whole scenario do you enjoy life and live long enough stints without being busy as hell? I mean, I sat down once with this older man. He had raised 5 kids, bought a house here in Hawaii, you know, put them all through college. And keep in mind that this was a lot more attainable in his day. I mean, buying a house here is insane now. But, you know, he sits down and tells me, I think I married the wrong woman. When my kids are all out of the house and college is paid for, I might just disappear one day. That's what he told me. And he seemed to really regret his life. And to most people in the system, he seemed like a successful person. I mean, he did the program well. I mean, I'm not going to be able to do that. He tells me how he used to be a musician. He used to write some pretty amazing songs that he deemed record worthy. Like basically he explained to me that he would have been, or he thinks he would have been, some great star, you know. He used to take LSD and make some awesome music, but when he met his wife, or then he met his wife, and the rest is kind of history, right? So he squelched his desires for the rest of his life. He now felt that he didn't live, you know, and that's pretty sad, and I feel kind of bad for him, because I can relate, of all people. Most people probably couldn't, but I actually could totally relate to that guy. It's the most important thing to just live your life the most authentic way. That's such an important message that I can tell you. Because I have really nothing in this world but a small roof over my head here, and not many belongings. Granted, I've moved 3 times in the last year, and that's really helped me shed a lot of the unnecessary belongings. And that's the way I like to live anyway. I don't like to have lots of belongings. I'd like to be able to walk away from a house fire with one bag of stuff, you know. But I'm fortunate enough to eat every day, and I look at it that way. And anyway, I've lived a really blessed life. Let me try to get out of this wind. I feel like it's going to affect the microphone again. I've lived a very fortunate life, though. I've traveled all over this planet. I've been on so many journeys. I've hung out with so many different people, met great people, more than great people. I've met extraordinary people, and I have kids, all right? And I look at most people who do regular life, and they haven't done anything. Yet they make more money than me, did college and all of that. Yet they're very inexperienced beyond the template the system has for you. They don't go beyond. And I look at those people who may have a nice car and house and all these belongings, yet they are all so uncultured, so empty of life experience, especially Americans. Many are unhappy and unfulfilled. And add to that, they barely live in their houses. They barely live there. And I feel very lucky. Then I also remember that the reason I never anchored down in the system was that my heart knew that the system is not what I'm supposed to do. Living this reality, this mundane reality, doesn't excite me at all. It's boring. It's important to have something to look forward to every day. And that's one of my remedies. I don't voice it on this show, but something to get you past the boring shit that brings good into the next day. That's how I live, you know? That's how I do, anyway, and that's the one way I cope with it. The system won't just give you good things for free. You have to work for it, and that may be just this life, too. You have to work for things in order to, and that's fine. I'm not a lazy person. I work hard. I think in this system, nothing's going to come for free. In fact, you're not going to get anywhere without putting in a lot of work. Put it that way. So let's see if the wind is a little bit better now. Okay. So living awake makes my life, and I think most lives, a lot more fulfilled than these people that have all these material items. Because you can separate the bullshit that you could waste your time and energy and become more of an authentic you, an individual carved away you. You know, we really need to get our minds away from other people's expectations. And that's why we live the system lives, is really because other people's expectations and lack of other options too, because the system provides this template to live. We really need to get our minds away from all that. And I'm now content at 40 for making a life built on pipe dreams. And what I do for a living is not who I am. I'm comfortable knowing I don't really care what people think of me on the outside. They don't understand because they're brainwashed, most of them, or they're misunderstanding me because I do what I do, and I don't really care. One of the most important things to do is be okay with who you are, to be content with knowing that you are okay as you are. And if you're not okay with yourself, and the reason you may not feel that way is either people's expectations or you yourself haven't done the things you want to do in life and you need to get doing them so you can feel okay with who you are. You know, what my credentials are in the world is not a lineup of degrees and physical accomplishments so much. Not really at all. And I feel that it's more so being awake and living a life of my own. That's where you know, personally, I feel. People that don't know me that well probably wonder why I've never gone for the, you know, the career and went for the normal life paradigm. They wonder why is he still, like, doing those things? Because I follow my heart. I've had choices to dive into career paths that could have elevated me financially, but my heart said no, because it wasn't me. And I knew if I took those, it wasn't fear, but I knew if I took those career choices, that I wouldn't be able to do what I do. Okay, that's just my life, and your life is different, you know? Everybody's life's different, but back to this existence. I think this existence is coming to an end soon. Call it God. Call it the end of an era. You know, call it karmic reaction to what has been brought about. And I've gone over this on a recent show. But it could be the will of the people, but they don't know it yet, you know. Because most people don't really like life in the system. That's one thing. But they're not able to define why. But what's happening is their heart isn't in it either. Their heart's really not in it, you know? Having your heart and will in something gives it air. It props it up. Without it, things go flat. And that's what's going on. Many people are not enjoying their lives anymore. And the global elite have turned up the heater, so to speak, you know? They've turned up the heat. So everything's too expensive. People are treated as objects for making money. Corporations have ruined jobs. Everyone's supposed to work harder for less money. The incentives are gone. So that doesn't, you know, speak for everyone. You know, some people are not in those situations and they're doing good in that sort of paradigm, I guess. I don't know if they're fulfilled, but I think the majority is on the fed up side nowadays. At least people I talk to and people I know, you know. Chasing the program is losing its appeal because it's getting impossible to obtain things like a house to live in. It's important to remember that this reality, this very existence is built off of two. We built this life off of stolen land. Normal life exists because of stolen land, raped and destroyed culture and people, coercion, violence, slavery, lies, so we can live comfortably? What? You know, that is true. And we need to really remember that. So to think that this very way of life, this normal life, is righteous and just and the right thing to do is insane in itself. Just that is insane, that we exist because of those things. And, you know, I see it as the wrong thing, you know. It's real important to remember that, though, that what our existence is built upon. You know, people really need to want to exist for the right thing. The power is in the people. Look at France. Recently, the whole yellow vest movement. It's actually the best time I've seen a strong boycott work. The world needs to do that to the entire system. Shut it down. Start new. That's what we need to do on a massive scale. See, French have a solidarity, even if it's hard to deal with sometimes. I've never been to France, but I've been to Tahiti, where French frown on you for not speaking French, well, because that's French Polynesia. You know, and some French can be quite rude in that way, I feel. But here's the thing. I mean, people are people, and there's great people in every culture. But America is so divided, thanks to media and control, that there is not a solidarity. There is not that. You know, French have one up on us for that. You know, I mean, Americans in general. You know, so much division. And that's what the controllers want. America is the ultimate success of media mind control. It really is. I mean, the controllers are proud of the achievement they've created in America. The UK, Canada, Australia, they're pretty proud of that too. But America is their crown jewel. It's their masterpiece. It's their pride and the ultimate of dumbing down, distracted, divided, because of generations raised on heavy TV program. And here's the result. You know, that's what we have. And layers built upon layers of that shit, of brainwash, built upon layers and layers. So we don't even know what we're built up off anymore. And I would love to see Americans come together and boycott the whole system, but people won't stop for anything. I mean, look at 9/11. It didn't pause things for more than about a day. They went back to work. And we have to change what we exist for. It starts with the individual. We have to really change, you know, it starts with you. I mean, people constantly ask the most, me in like letters or emails or when I talk about this in front of anyone, what do we do? You know, they want a solution right now, you know, because they see things and some of the words maybe that I'm saying are making sense if they're not too offended, right? And these are usually people who are at the beginning stages of accepting this information, usually. It's still scary you've more recently torn down they've decided to shed their worldview recently, and they feel scared, so that they ask the question, you know, oh, what do we do? I tried to cover up the helicopter noise, but bear with me here. So what are we going to do to make, is always a question. And I always want to say, and this is what we need to do, is you need to ask yourself, what are we doing to make the world a better place? What are we doing every day to help people? Because that is ultimately what we can do. What we do have power in is making the world a better place as much as we can every day. Little things. Because what our biggest problem is we're on fight or flight mode. We're on constant mode of dealing with reality. I mean, I do it too, and I'm speaking to myself here. So sometimes when I'm saying these things that sound, hopefully not too condescending, but that I'm speaking to myself because I don't do these things all the time, right, either. Especially when I go into society. Let's say I go into the grocery store. I really don't want to talk to anyone a lot of times. I just want to get in, get out. I want to get out as fast as I can so I can do the things that I want to do in life. I don't usually take my time, so I'm on that fight or flight mode too, contributing to it. And I have to kind of catch myself a lot of times when I'm in that. But how about this? What if you spent, you know, one day a year or a month or just took one of your days off work and spent a whole day helping people? I mean, I'm talking about, like, wherever help's needed. What if, like, an elderly person needs help crossing the road? Or you're taller than someone else, some stranger, and you help that person by reaching and getting something high up for them. Or complimenting people. Or just seeing wherever good can fit in to the equation. And I know that this sounds a little bit strange coming from, you know, the bad, unfortunate world like the 5G coming in and all the, you know, the technocracy I've been talking about. But the thing is we can also do as much good as we can and also spread awareness. I sometimes make a big impact on my daily life by just simply going around and being a pleasure to be around, by being that person that's different. Because see, everyone has false fronts. Sure, strangers you've never met before, they don't really want to talk to you. Everyone's on that fight or flight mode, and they're not wanting to, you know, probably engage with you that much. If you do come up to them, they might think, what's the ulterior motive here? You know, why am I spending my time to talk to you? And I do understand. I feel that way too when people talk to me, strangers and stuff. But the thought that everybody has hearts. To some degree, everybody has love in their hearts, except for psychopaths, which are like 2 or 3% of our population, but I don't know, something like that. Everyone has love in their hearts, and you need to figure out where that is. And I think that that's a real answer, to really going around and, you know, connecting with people, to make that connection. Bring back that warm, loving vibe that you get around the people that you love. And I know you can't just do that with strangers at first, but there's a connection that needs to be made, a humanly connection that we're not getting. And this will help heal the planet. It certainly will. You know, it's hard to get people to, you know, at first get their attention. But when you can meet heart to heart with anybody in some form and make their day better, you can be that pleasure. And once an even greater thing is coming from that and planting seeds of truth. A lot of the world cannot wait. The world cannot really wait for these small seeds to turn into trees of truth. I see that. Time is of the essence, and unfortunately, we're there. However, when big events happen, those little seeds, and it could happen in 2019 this year, who knows, big events, those little seeds will rapidly grow because they've been shown some clues to the truth in order to help them go, well, wait a minute, remember that guy we saw? Oh, he was telling us that thing, and now look what's happening. Oh, wow, I wish I knew that person now. You know, that's happened to me. I mean, with the insiders I've met, I wish I knew them now to talk to them about what I know and have learned to grow and all that. Well, it's the same sort of thing. And the problem is it's difficult to stand out these days. It's difficult to, because of the internet, it's difficult to, look, this show gets buried. It does. It gets buried in everything because I don't spend a lot of time promoting it. And the internet's so oversaturated. There's so much in there. And this information gets drowned out purposely by algorithms as well. But what I'm getting at here is also most things have been done. At one time, for example, Bruce Lee, he was, you know, this spearheading the, I mean, he was like a pioneer. He was the creator of mixed martial arts. No one had ever seen anything like that before. Now that, you know, more things have been done in the world to where someone like that wouldn't stand out anymore. So we have to stand out instead of standing out on the internet, which is totally oversaturated. And really, I think the internet's a big trap too, which I've gone over on the show. I still think, I mean, it's a very important tool. Don't get me wrong. But we need to stand out in person. We need to come and meet people in person. And what is really missing in this world? The most important key element to help, you know, helping society is humility. Humility is missing in the world, big time. It really is. You know, people are cold. People have turned cold. They're not really a pleasure to be around, and so that's what you can offer. And they're really not, coming from the heart. And if they see someone else coming from the heart, and they're not trying to take advantage and be psychopaths, then they're going to feel that, and they're going to love that, and they're going to want more of that, because you gave them something great. So we need to really, really come from the heart, and show unreal forgiveness, too. I mean, come out of left field, show them their unrighteous behavior if they're shitty people. At the same time, do something crazy. Like, for example, was driving in traffic, and apparently I cut off these guys, and they were big boys. You know, they were young 20s, young punks, and I don't really think I cut them off, but they think I cut them off. Whatever. So we get up side by side at the intersection. So I unroll my window because they're talking shit to me, and I, instead of going on their vibe, I said, "No, I'm." You know, they were yelling at me. You know, they were saying, "Cut me off, man! You know, you cut me off." This. All right. So I said to them, I said, "I'm sorry. Do you forgive me?" And it threw them off for a minute. They still cussed at me a little bit longer. I was like, it's a total mistake. It was an accident. I didn't think I cut you off, but I'm totally sorry. Do you forgive me? And they looked at me longer, and the driver got soft. He shed his layer of hatred, and he was just like, yeah, I forgive you. It's okay. Now, this is in Hawaii. Hawaii has a better family unit, stronger family unit. People still have attachment to family, and I think it's easier for people to shed that here than it is on the mainland United States and other places too. However, I was able to connect with them, and instead, they'd never probably seen a reaction like that before. They probably thought, okay, I unrolled my windows, so that means I want to go fight them, and I could have, and there was four of them, and there's one of me, so I don't know how far I would have got, you know. I think I could have probably taken out a few of them, maybe. But what's the point, you know? Get all bloody over that? They're going to forget it in an hour. But they won't forget that as much now that I did some forgiving act. See? So it's coming out of left field. You know, if you're in a... let's say you get in a fight with a parking attendant. And maybe she's terrible. Maybe she's a rotten person. But then you come back later. Yeah, you might have gave her an earful. Maybe told her how much of a horrible person she is. But instead, you go and buy, it's a hot day, maybe you buy her a popsicle, and you're like, look, I don't agree with you, but I'm sorry that I said these things, I was wrong a little bit, here you go, have a nice day, and show her she was of fault. See, you know, we have to do things like that to stand out. So, the answer is, we, of course, need to take care of ourselves first. But then also apply what, once we are standing strong enough, we then need to go out into the world and make a difference that way. There's multiple ways to do it, but that is one way. Okay, well, the wind really took out that last bit there to where I'm cutting it off, and it was inaudible. So the rest of this show is going to be at my house. So you got little segments here. It's been an interesting show, but enjoy the ride.
So what I was talking about was humility, a missing ingredient in society. Because when you go into the stores and do your errands and go out in society, it's not there. People are on fight or flight mode. So whatever we can do to break fight or flight mode in people is absolutely important. And it's not just like, oh, that guy's so humble, he's such a nice guy, and that's not really going to change the world. It's humility, yes, and coming out of left field with just like the most amazing human you can be. At the same time, you have to be willing to use a Swiss Army knife of functions to society to break them out of that mode. And so I would call that humility backed with teeth. You know, ready to also use a different force, because there are people that prey out there on the nice people. And, you know, you have to also have that defensive edge to battle whatever needs to be battled and say whatever needs to be said. You know, you can say it with a smile, but say the truth with a smile. So I think that's, you know, one of the things that can help society. And so when people ask me, you know, what do we do? You know, what's the solutions? I mean, there are many things. But first of all, getting full circle back to what I was talking about in the beginning, is we have to get ourselves comfortable with who we are. Get yourself in the position to help others. So you have to build yourself up first and be okay with that. You have to be okay with, you know, I'm me, and in order to, you know, have that confidence, you have to be in a position in life where you feel better. And I'm not even there all the time. Trust me, I'm still building me and trying to be okay with the fact that I haven't done these societal expectations, but I'm happy with it. You know, I'm happy with who I am. So there's that. And so we have to take care of ourselves. In order to help this world to be a better place, we have to first, you know, come and become the humans that we need to be. And that's always an important message. And if anything on this show, I hope I can inspire you to do so, inspire you to go for your dreams and your passions. Because when you have life backed with passion, you have life. That's real life. That's not the job you do necessarily. Most people, it's not. I mean, you get a few people that have found their career choice within the paradigm of going to college and all that. But most people, they're sitting at their desk thinking about what they want to do. Well, let's go with that. Go with the heart. And even if you're broke, maybe you need to be you need to get over the fear of being broke and realize that, you know, everybody's there. I'm there, and I have never really gone out of that area of it much at all in my life. I'm okay with it, you know, but I'm about, you know, living true life, authentic life. And I'm not always doing that, but I can tell you that there's most people are definitely not doing that. Here's this meme I just want to share with you. And you may have actually heard this before, and maybe I just stumbled across it and I'm a latecomer to it, but here it is. Normal is getting dressed in clothes that you buy for work and driving through traffic in a car that you are still paying for. In order to get to the job, you need to pay for the clothes and the car and the house you leave vacant all day so you can afford to live in it. Ellen Goodman. I mean, it's like, it's like we don't really live. We don't, this life, we don't live it because we're too busy trying to support, to pay to live, to pay to exist in this world. That's all we do. And so you're paying for that house you barely live in. You get home on the weekends, and what do you got to do? Maintenance to live this way. You got to do the laundry and the grocery shopping and probably things you miss during the week. So how much time do you really spend at that house that you're slaving for? How much time other than being in traffic on the way to work do you spend in your car? So you're paying for this stupid car to live in this ridiculously expensive house for what end, you know? And those are the vicious circles that we live in day to day. We're just living in this cycle of that makes no sense, that someone who was an indigenous hunter-gatherer looking at this from let's say a mountain found out about human society would just be laughing at this silly suffering, because that's what it is. Vicious circles. I mean, what does going in circles make you do? Well, you know, Your 8-to-5 Monday through Friday life is a big circle of you trying to survive and, you know, pay the bills and juggle all this to take care of the kids and all the errands you got to run and all that. That's just circles. And what does going in circles make you do? It makes you dizzy, for one thing, and it makes you lose your center. And that's exactly what was going on here. This is energy vampirism. There is a source of evil that is sucking this energy. And, you know, you can call it what you want, but we are creating a negative pattern, of course, and we are stuck in these vicious circles. And what happens? What happens to these people in normal life? Well, I've met many people, many people, where often it's more likely the mother in the family versus the father, but both have nervous breakdowns. And, you know, it just all comes to a head, and they're just like, what do I do in my life? Or midlife crises. More men get the midlife crisis, and often the women get the nervous breakdowns, but ultimately one and the same. We're not meant to have a midlife crisis. We're not meant to have these nervous breakdowns. These are all byproducts of living a life that's not you, that's living a life of going to work every day, coming home, and having no center, and going around and around in these vicious circles. So what can you do to change your existence? What can you do to make the world a better place? Those are the questions that we all need to ask ourselves, and I need to continue to ask myself, because we can do a lot more than we realize. We can actually quit the system, and we could all quit the system, and it'd be, you know, the most amazing little break of civilization, like I was talking about with the example using France. In a world scale. What we want is we want permanent fulfillment. We want a fulfilled life. And I'm not talking about quick gratification fulfillment, like getting likes on Instagram. Like, how long does that last? Like, oh. Or, you know, attention on some photo or some kind of thing you do, you know, online. And I don't even do those things because I know that really, ultimately, that's not going to do anything for me or the situation I'm in. So I stay out of it. We want more long-lasting fulfillment. How you do that is living a life authentic to you and living in natural law. So that's just the loose freestyle message I gave you today. This show has been basically entirely freestyle, and there's not going to be many shows I'm going to give you like this anymore. Not that I don't want to. Let's say I mean they're okay occasionally, okay, but not many loosely structured shows like this one, because I plan for Chant It Down Radio in 2019 and on to be taking it to the next level. And so I'm not going to have as many shows where I'm just kind of speaking off the head. However, if that is something you enjoy, an aspect of these shows, then let me know. But I'm just planning on doing some pretty strong material in this coming up year, and stuff that may take me longer at times. I would love to do this show realistically every 2 weeks, or if I had the backing and financial support, every week I would give you a show. And if that was something that, you know, you would like, then help support the show via Patreon, or go to the website, chantitdownradio.com, put a tip in the jar, buy an album, that kind of stuff all helps. But I hate even asking for money, because I know money is, you know, part of the vicious circle cycle, but in order for this thing to become more of a show that gives you a consecutive run of shows, I have to be financially backed. Otherwise, it doesn't go too far, and it's something that I find these little corners of time where I am able to give you a show. So this year, I plan on expanding on the new series I started last year, Understanding Rebellion. And I'm going to get into a show on that in the near future, How to Be Angry. We're going to do a show completely on what is right anger and what is important to add to your tool set of emotions that are natural and that we should have. All right. So I'm going to get into, you know, expanding that whole mini-series, Understanding Rebellion. And if you're not up on these mini-series, go to chantitdownradio.com, series of shows, and just, you know, scroll down and start listening. These shows, they all matter now. They're all relevant to this time now, because oftentimes I've been talking about these times that are coming up for a long time, so it's all relevant. And I'm also going to be expanding and continuing on the Real Skyfall series, which is about the chemtrail spraying. I mean, I always want to keep that topic warm on this show because it's something to not be forgotten. It is easy to actually go, wow, they're spraying the skies, and then they keep doing it, and you just kind of, well, what can you do about it, you know? It's easy to kind of forget about it, and you need to be, like, you need to be really activated when you see that. I mean, it's pretty hardcore. It's amazing that, you know, more people aren't extremely upset about it. But anyway, I'm going to continue to flesh that series out. And I'm going to do, especially because one of the biggest things happening is this 5G rollout. So I'm going to be giving some big shows on that this year. On a more lighter side of things, I'm going to be doing the Beyond Earth series, which is a continuation of looking at the UFO and extraterrestrial phenomenon, and really trying to get to the bottom of all this information that's out there, and really trying to, you know, pick through it and see where the lies are. So, you know, things that have framed the bigger picture of what we live in and Earth's mysteries. We're going to get into that a lot more. And that's always interesting. And we don't have the answers to all that. And it's really hard to know. But I like to, you know, put all that stuff on the table. And that's going to continue to happen. This year, I'm going to do a standalone show. I don't know what I'm going to call it exactly, but it's basically going to be conspiracies for beginners and doubters. You know, this is for your family members that are doubting, you know, that these things really exist, or they scoff at it. This is going to be a show. It's going to take me a while because it's going to be well researched and backed by factual evidence. And I'm going to give you a show that you might know this information, but it's going to have all the important facts backing up these things where people can't just turn their head away from it. And it's going to be good for the beginner because, again, I've always said on this show that I do this show also for the 99% of people out there that do not know this information. How important is that? So that is going to be a show that will eventually come out. And I think I feel like this year I need to talk more about, more into anarchy, more into the fact that we never needed government. It's not natural. It's not part of what needs to happen in this society. And we're going to really, you know, kind of dig into that perspective a little more. And I plan on doing a sequel to the standalone show I had years back, America and Cognitive Dissonance, A Country Blocked by Ego. That show was very long, and I think it was all necessary information, but I could have probably split it up into three shows and made a mini-series when I think back. I learn a lot along the way as I go, but I want to give you a more defined show of that same message that I wanted to get out that didn't quite come out, you know? So that will be coming out this year. And I plan on getting involved in greater into a community of like minds this year and kind of expanding Chant It Down Radio into, you know, maybe a bigger scene. I don't like to be part of any scenes, as I've said in Cults, Camps, and Cliques, that episode I did a few episodes back, but still, I do want to get more guests on like minds that really back this information really well. And so that's going to, that's something that I plan on doing this year too. So, and then there's you. What kind of things would you like me to talk about? Always send me email if you like at peoplebeyondthis@gmail.com. What guests would you like me to have on? What concepts, subjects would you like me to cover? I'm open for the variety of information. What types of shows do you like that I do? And I like to know more. I like to know my audience more as I get emails here and there. And no, this show's not big. It's a small show. I would like to get it bigger simply so more people have the message, not because I want popularity. It's not really that at all.
it's just so more people understand it, and there's a greater understanding out there. So that's kind of what I have in store for 2019 on Chant It Down Radio. I'm going to be doing some other projects that have nothing to do with the radio this year. So I'm going to be taking some time off here and there when I don't have guests lined up. So, in fact, after this show, I may be absent from the radio for possibly a month, but maybe not. There's some things pending right now with guests that, and if those come through, great. Then you'll have more shows. But as me giving you some of these shows that have a lot of information that I'm talking about, it's going to take me a little while to, you know, gather all the information and put it all into one place. So, and added to everyday life that I have to do, this show has to kind of be a back burner. But if you're, you know, not that up on this show and you enjoy it, listen to the archives. There's so many shows in the archives now. This being episode 118, you got 117 others to listen to, and there's always stuff you can pick from me and other guests I've had on the show. All right, well, that's pretty much all I want to ramble anymore. Everybody, enjoy the new year. Keep chanting down the system, and enjoy a new outro. I put a new outro to this, and expect more musical endeavors from me this year, here and there, and old stuff that I'll be getting off of a recorder I found of stuff that you may enjoy, even if you're not a big fan of hip-hop music, as I have been a hip-hop artist. I think that you can still dig the message. All right, well, be a warrior, not a warrior. Much love, you guys. Chant it down.